morning. You are listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio, where real music matters. Thanks for tuning in bright and early. But this morning, things are a little different here on the show, as Matt Dyson and I have decided to go on the run. And we're doing this because of Bad Boys, Ride or Die, out in cinemas now. So we've been falsely accused of a crime, haven't we, Matt?
Unbelievable.
Yeah, so we've scarpered. It happened just after the show yesterday, so we hit the road immediately. And all you need to do is find us. We are somewhere in the UK. And if you can find us, you can have £3,000. So Matt and I are going to spend the show, maybe the next 20 to 35 years, hiding in a secret location. But we're going to be giving out clues as to exactly where we're hiding all morning long. And if you're the first person to turn up here and give us the key phrase, you can have the 3K. And the key phrase is, "You're my ride or die, Dave."
Nice.
Yeah, I come up with the key phrases around here.
Yeah.
You're my ride or die, Dave. All your T's and C's are online at absoluteradio.co.uk. And you have from now until 10 a.m. this morning to find us. But remember, if you are coming to find us, make sure you do it safely. Watch your speed and don't go running across any roads. Hopefully, we'll see one of you real soon.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, coming to you from a secret location. Yes, Matt Dyson and I are on the run this morning. And if you're the first person to find us, we'll give you £3,000, all thanks to Bad Boys, Ride or Die, in cinemas now. And of course, we'll be giving you some clues. But right now, well, it's the moment all you early birds have been waiting for. Yes, it is your final opportunity to win a bottle of our bespoke sauce. It is nine all. So nine of you have chosen very wisely in wanting my sweet barbecue sauce, Fountain of Youth. Greg Wallace off that there, MasterChef, yeah, said it was one of the nicest sauce he'd ever had. And then nine of you out there are just from Nottingham,
yeah,
and just went with Clough. No, that was all it was.
Some people love just a great green hot sauce formulated by our friends at the Sauce Shed. Really high level sort of sauce. And it's been very popular. It took an early lead, and then you've clawed your way back into it.
Clawed my way back into it. Indeed, I have. Whichever sauce you choose, the final bottle we give away. I'll tell you something, but really well with fish and chips. I might even get some a little later.
Ah.
So what you need to do to win the final bottle of sauce is turn sauce whisperer. A giant splodge or two of sauce has gone all over a clip from a show this week, and all you need to do is tell me what's missing. And the snippet in question comes from earlier on in the week, and Matt Dyson's social ammunition.
This is a great clip that the Hypebeast Womble found on Instagram. It's basically
about having a...
No.
That's all he ever sends nowadays.
Oh, I'm messaging you from my... Oh, I've just had this idea for the show tomorrow. Where am I? Oh, no, sorry, I'm a bit late this morning. I was...
Sorry. In hindsight, it seems rather cruel, doesn't it?
Yeah, you really went to town on it.
I did.
But for what?
Yeah. What is the Hypebeast Womble, the executive producer of this show's new obsession? What is he obsessed with? Is it A, his ice bath, or B, his Peloton? So your names and your answers, A or B. Is it ice bath or Peloton? Send them along right now.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Oh, you're right.
Sorry, something just went down the wrong hole for a second there.
Unusual noise.
Oh, it's not got... Go! Go!
Why is it making your arms do that?
I don't know, they're flapping. Weird, it just helps circulate the breath, you know. Okay. So, Matt and I are hiding in a secret location. Never ring my bell. What have I told you? I ring the bell.
I thought you couldn't because you were too busy
flapping. I ring... Oh! Sorry, we're in a secret location.
Secret location.
If you're the first person to find us, you'll win £3,000, all thanks to Bad Boys Ride or Die. We're going to give some clues out from time to time. I don't know when.
No,
I don't know when
no.
I'm going to give a clue. It can happen at any point. Right, let's get down to some sauce whispering, shall we? Here we go. It is 9 all. This is the final bottle of bespoke sauce that we are going to give away. So not only is this person going to get a dollop of it on their food, but also we are going to finally find out which was the most popular of our two sauces. Is it Fountain of Youth? Is it Clough? Well, it's time to welcome our sauce whisperer to the show. It is James, who loves a bit of classic rock. Good morning, James.
Good morning. Good morning, Dave and team.
Hello, morning, James. Hi, welcome James. Along to the show. So the first thing I have to ask you is this week we touched on the new obsession by the hype beast Womble executive producer Mark. Is he obsessed with his ice bath or his Peloton?
This is ice bath.
Let's see if you're right.
This is a great clip that the Hypebeast Womble found on Instagram. It's basically
not about having an ice bath, is it?
No.
That's all he ever says nowadays.
Oh, look at Wim Hof, isn't he? I've got one now. I'm in it now. I'm messaging you from my ice bath. Oh, I've just had this idea for the show tomorrow. Where am I? I'm in my ice bath. Oh, no, sorry, I'm a bit late this morning. I was in my ice bath.
I'm a terrible person, aren't I? A terrible person. Okay, so, well, congratulations, James.
Yes,
it is ice bath,
right.
Which means the final bottle of sauce is yours.
This is a big decision.
But it's time to bring in the tension music. James, it's the final time I'm going to ask anybody on planet Earth this question. Would you like a bottle of Clough or would you like a bottle of Fountain of Youth? Make your saucy choice.
I would like to be young forever, so I'm going to go for the Fountain of Youth.
Yeah!
Unbelievable. Clough has been in the lead pretty much all the way through, and then you've stolen it in the last minute.
I have. James, thank you so much for choosing Fountain of Youth. We'll get that out to you immediately so you can have a dollop over the weekend. And thank you for tuning into The Breakfast Show on Classic Rock. We'll speak to you real soon. Let's squeeze one more song in, shall we? It's your Friday morning. Well done, James.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Matt Dyson are on the run, broadcasting from a secret location. All thanks to Bad Boys. Ride or die.
That's absolutely right, my little voiceover friend. Thanks to Bad Boys, Ride or Die, Matt and I are hiding in a secret location. If you're the first person to find us this morning, you'll win £3,000. So many of you are guessing on text and on Instagram. I can reveal that one person out there has already nailed it. 7:10, and they've discovered where we are. Now, it is time for the social ammunition with Matt Dyson, who's just actually popped outside. Let me open the door here. Matt! Get off that carousel and come in here.
Okay.
Come on, you. You've had quite enough fun. Come and sit down.
Sorry about that.
Do you know what? I've got to start giving out some more clues at some point as well, haven't I?
We should really.
Let me just shut this door on the carousel that we can see. Close that there. Yeah. So, Matt, the social ammunition, what's going on?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of talk about this new Sam Mendes series of films about the Beatles. There's going to be 4 different ones.
Are we too close for this?
Yeah, we are quite close.
Our secret location is quite small.
Closer than they've ever been. These films look amazing. They're from the point of view of each member of the Beatles, each film. Imagine watching a film from Ringo Starr's point of view.
Life through
a peace and love filter will be amazing. I mean, that's going to be one mad film. It'll start to probably sound like an old Thomas the Tank Engine episode. Gordon and Thomas are grumbling about the fat controller. Imagine that for a whole film. But the casting is amazing because they've picked 2 of the hottest actors around at the moment. Paul Mescal is going to be Paul McCartney.
I can see it already. Yeah,
the Stud Muffin from Normal People, then Barry Keoghan from Saltburn and the Banshees of Inisherin. He is going to be Ringo. Barry Keoghan as Ringo is an amazing piece.
So we all know what Ringo Starr looks like naked now.
Yes. We get to see Ringo's peachy bum. Hopefully, yeah, it's an amazing lineup. I can't wait to watch it. It's going to be so exciting. And then, of course, it's Friday. So even though we're on the run, I've still brought a talking pet of the week with me. So you can't have the social ammo on a Friday without one. This is an amazing Chinese dog who repeats things after its owner in a way that I've only ever heard a parrot do. I mean, this is parrot fashion. Just have a listen to this talking pet of the week in action.
Happy birthday!
Banana.
No, 你说 apple. Happy New Year. 英文的你好。Bye bye.
I mean,
I wish I was on the run with that instead of you.
A dog can say Happy New Year. That is amazing. I mean, I don't think this gets the credit it deserves. These dogs are pushing back the boundaries of what animals can achieve. That is unbelievable. I'll share the video. You can watch it for yourself. You'll be talking about it later and I've saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the only breakfast show in the world that is one set of talky bits with 9 different playlists. So you can mix it up via the app, your DAB radio, your smart speaker. Just select whichever one you fancy. It's Friday. Why not go for, I don't know, classic rock? Ooh, rock. Anyway, one of the big things that's been happening this week on the show is something that I'm totally new to, and it's called geocaching.
Yeah.
And now, when I go onto my AX feed,
yeah,
all I've got is geocachers telling me that I'm missing out, that they're great.
People saying it's a dead trend a few days ago from 15 years ago, but people are still actively caching.
I can't believe that we've come on the run, we're in a hidden location, and the two people I'm with are both geocachers.
Yes.
Matt Dyson and the lovely Gary.
Yeah,
yeah. He's just revealed Gary, that he engineer, also enjoys geocaching.
It's great to see.
So this is what went down earlier in the week.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. 10 weeks of tickets.
Yes, 10 weeks of tickets is very much here on The Breakfast Show and The Home Time Show, and we want to send you to the Isle of Wight Festival. So we're talking about the things that we brought with us to our secret location, and the one person we couldn't leave our studios without is, of course, the ferryman. Hello, ferryman.
I just happened to be sailing by on my paddleboard, Dave. I thought I'd pop in and say hi.
Well, it's great to see you. I mean, people said we were off our rockers to do this, but we've got all the mods cons, haven't we, here?
We have. We have indeed.
Stop ringing my bell. Oh, Matt did it earlier, and now you're having a go as well.
One. It's so close. It's so tempting.
So we've got 2 weekend camping tickets to give away to the Isle of Wight Festival.
Yes.
Remind people how they can win.
Well, as you know, Dave, I've been ferrying all the big names to and from the Isle of Wight Festival since it started back in 68. I'm a friend of the stars, but you know me. Confidentiality is key. It's all part of the service. I'll drop a few hints as to who's on board. There'll be a performer on the lineup for this year's festival, but I won't tell you who it is. Correctly identify who I'm a shipping over them there seas, and the tickets will be yours, Davey boy. I must say I'm loving the real sound effects today. Very authentic. I'm never happier than in my spiritual home with the sound of the gulls and the waves. Oh, I fear I've said too much.
So, if you would like to win 2 tickets to the Isle of Wight Festival, call us right now on 0330 123 1215. That is 0330 123 1215. Your T's and C's, well, they're online.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. 10 weeks of tickets.
And this week on 10 Weeks of Tickets is all about you winning 2 weekend camping tickets to the Isle of Wight Festival. Oh, yes. You just have to listen very carefully to my friend, the ferryman, who's on the run with us right now.
Yes, that's right. Thanks for letting me tag along.
No problem at all. And playing this morning, fan of the main station, research scientist extraordinaire, it's Danny. Good morning, Danny.
Good morning, Dave and ferryman.
Hello.
Good morning.
The ferryman. That's a nice one.
Thank you.
The ferryman becomes the ferryman. How sweet, Danny. How lovely. Okay, ferryman, it's over to you for your clues.
Right,
confidentiality
Danny.
Is key. Oh. Danny, listen carefully.
All aboard, you beautiful ones. Let's set sail. Like I said, I've been doing this since 68. You all look so young compared to me. You're the new generation of festival goers, the wild ones, should we say. Isn't it great to be by the sea, although sometimes I feel sad for my beloved ocean. Environmentalism is high on the ferryman's agenda. I'm ashamed to say the oceans are full of trash. That That's trash. Some nights I lie awake thinking about it. I need sleeping pills. But I will never part from my beloved Waves because she still leads me on. Almost there. A bit quicker today. I've upgraded my boat. Earlier in the week, it was diesel powered. But now she's an animal. Powered by nitrate. That's right. An animal powered by nitrate. Remember, confidentiality, all part of service, sir.
Thank you very much indeed, the ferryman. So, Danny, which band or artist from this year's lineup at the Isle of Wight Festival has the ferryman had on his ferry?
Well, it has to be Suede, isn't it? Animal Nitrate, Beautiful Ones.
Yes!
You got it!
I think we need to do some scientific research into the ferryman. I don't know about you, Danny. Great having you on the show. Enjoy the festival. We'll speak to you again real soon.
Oh, thank you very much.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Top of the morning to you and welcome along to a very special edition of the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. Not coming to you from our brand new studios. No, Matt Dyson and I are on the run. We are hiding away, but we are doing it for good reason. We're doing it to celebrate the release of Bad Boys, Ride or Die, in cinemas right now. But what's this got to do with me, Dave, you're asking yourselves? Well, firstly, go and see the movie. It is very good. And secondly, come and find where we are and I'll give you £3,000. Now, since we came on air this morning at 6 a.m, we've been giving out a few cheeky little clues. Thanks for tuning in bright and early. Oh, it's not got... Go!
Why is it making your arms do that?
I don't know, the flapping. It just helps circulate the breath, you know. Something but really well with fish and chips. I might even get some a little later.
Ah.
Matt Dyson, who's just actually popped outside. Let me open the door here. Matt! Matt! Get off that carousel and come in here.
Okay.
Come on, you. I don't know. Classic rock. Ooh. Rock. People said we were off our rockers to do this, but we've got all the mods cons, haven't we?
Oh, we have. I must say I'm loving the real sound effects today. Very authentic. I'm never happier than in my spiritual home with the sound of the gulls and the waves. Oh, I fear I've said too much.
So many of you have figured out where we are, but the key thing here is you need to come get us to be given the £3,000. So I'm going to give you one more clue. Listen to this. So there we go. All your T's and C's are online at absoluteradio.co.uk and you have from now until 10 a.m. to come and find us. But remember, if you are coming to get us, make sure you do it safely. Watch your speed. Don't go running across any roads. And hopefully we'll see one of you in a bit.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Dave Berry and Matt Dyson are on the run, broadcasting from a secret location, all thanks to Bad Boys, Ride or Die.
Top of the morning to you and welcome along to a very special edition of the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. Not coming to you from our brand new studios, no. Matt Dyson and I are on the run. We are hiding away, but we are doing it for good reason. We're doing it to celebrate the release of Bad Boys, Ride or Die, in cinemas right now. But what's this got to do with me, Dave, you're asking yourselves? Well, firstly, go and see the movie. It is very good. And secondly, come and find where we are and I'll give you £3,000. Now, since we came on air this morning at 6 a.m, we've been giving out a few cheeky little clues. Thanks for tuning in bright and early. Oh, it's not got... Go!
Why is it making your arms do that?
I don't know, the flapping. It just helps circulate the breath, you know. Something but really well with fish and chips. I might even get some a little later.
Ah.
Matt Dyson, who's just actually popped outside. Let me open the door here. Matt! Matt!
cell and come in here.
Okay.
Come on, you.
I don't know. Classic rock. Ooh. Rock. People said we were off our rockers to do this, but we've got all the mods cons, haven't we, here?
We have. I must say I'm loving the real sound effects today. Very authentic. I'm never happier than in my spiritual home with the sound of the gulls and the waves. Oh, I fear I've said too much.
So many of you have figured out where we are, but the key thing here is you need to come get us to be given the $3,000. So I'm going to give you one more clue. Listen to this. So there we go. All your T's and C's are online at absoluteradio.co.uk, and you have from now until 10 a.m. to come and find us. But remember, if you are coming to get us, make sure you do it safely. Watch your speed. Don't go running across any roads. And hopefully we'll see one of you in a bit.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Dave Berry and Matt Dyson are on the run, broadcasting from a secret location, all thanks to Bad Boys, Ride or Die.
It is Friday morning. You are listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio, where we are broadcasting to you from a secret location. Matt Dyson and I went on the run, and it was all because of Bad Boys, Ride or Die, out in cinemas now. So we've been hidden away all show long. Yeah. We've been giving out some clues, and we've been waiting for one of you to come to this secret location and say loud and proud the following phrase. You're my ride or die, Dave. And guess what? It's finally happened. Oh. Quite late into the day.
Yes.
I'm not going to lie. I was getting a bit nervous. Please give it up. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, for Steve! Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Matt. Good morning, Steve.
Steve, we've not really had a chance to catch up. This is all happening so fast for all of us. But what I do know is you were listening to the show.
Literally.
Driving into to your job.
Down the road, Brighton Marina. Literally working down the road.
What are you doing at Brighton Marina?
Painting.
That will explain the attire that you're on the breakfast show wearing. No, you're looking good, Steve. So you were driving from where you live in London.
Dartford, there.
Dartford. And you were hearing the clues. As you were getting closer and closer to Brighton, thinking it's got to be Brighton Pier.
Got to be Brighton Pier. The carousel, the seagulls. It had to be.
Dave Seagull impression.
Yeah, really good.
That's so convincing, wasn't it?
I've actually got a throat sweet, Dave. Do you want to...
I can't believe that did it. Of all the clues we gave out, that did it. Steve, I don't quite know how to break this to you, my friend, but you have found us on Brighton Pier. That was everybody's mission. And you, my friend, have won yourself £3,000.
Wow. Thank you. Wow.
Which is nice.
What a way to start Friday.
Oh, what a weekend you're going to have.
Maybe I might not go to work, I don't know.
You could buy some new clothes.
But... Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What are you going to do with the money, Steve?
Well, like I said, I've got two young boys, so obviously they're going to get treated as they always do. So, yeah.
And then, what are their names? Would you like to give them a shout out?
Braden, who's 5, and Harley, who's 14.
Braden and Harley, good morning. Daddy has won £3,000.
They'll be very happy, yeah.
Because fortunately, we moved the entire show next door to where he's working. Which is handy.
Just felt so perfect.
And it was definitely the seagull impression.
Definitely
that did
seagull.
It.
And then the carousel, I thought he's got to be on the pier. Carousel, he's got to be on the pier.
Steve, it's been a real pleasure meeting you, getting to know a little bit about the family. And thank you for your kind words about the show that you said before we came on air.
I listen to it every day. Used to make me laugh so much. Funny.
Well, that's so sweet of you. So, Steve, you've done it. I'm so pleased for you. You've won £3,000, all thanks to Bad Boys Ride or Die, which is out in cinemas now. One more time for the lovely Steve, everybody. Yes, Steve. Yes, Stevie.
Bad Boys Ride or Die, only in cinemas now.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Berry and Matt Dyson are on the run, broadcasting from a secret location, all thanks to Bad Boys, Ride or Die.
Yes, Bad Boys Ride or Die is out in cinemas now. We have been broadcasting to you from a secret location, but of course, we've been found by the lovely Steve.
Have. What a great man he is.
What a lovely guy. He kept apologising for the fact that he was in his painting and decorating clothes.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why we picked him up on it, just for a little bit of fun.
Well, it's fair enough, though, isn't
he didn't realise he was going to be coming in.
He didn't know this was going to happen.
No, he didn't. But he did win £3,000. You can see Steve for yourself on our stories at Absolute Radio on Instagram. Go and check it out. One of the things he's going to do with the money...
Yes.
Because we were talking to him after we kind of said farewell and gave him a clap. He's going to get his eldest son, who's 14, flying lessons.
Amazing.
He wants to become a pilot.
Yeah, so he's
and
already...
he's going to put some of the money into...
He's already done some lessons, and then he's just going to complete and get his flying license.
Well, amazing. Good for him. What a lovely way of spending the money you didn't expect to have. So, Matt Dyson,
yes.
For the first time in our history of broadcasting together, you had a shorter commute than I.
Yes, at last.
So we are live from the end of Brighton Pier. This is kind of your ends, isn't it?
Yeah, this is my ends.
This is
I'm
your
South
manor,
Coast, baby.
As Steve would say.
South Coast, baby. It's about a 45-minute drive from my house. It's
still
a lovely
pretty far.
Commute. Yeah, but it's like half. It's at least half the time. So yeah, it was delightful to come here.
It's been so difficult keeping this under wraps because we've all had to sign some really worryingly official-looking kind of paperwork in order to do this because we couldn't tell anybody where we were. And I was having a bite to eat yesterday. I got here before anybody else, as I often do, just to recce the place.
Yeah.
And this little old lady, she came and sat at the table next to mine, and she said, what are you in Brighton for?
Oh.
And I couldn't lie to her. She had such a sweet little face. So I said, I'm here to do a radio show. And then I thought, oh, darn it, you've said too much, Dave. You've given far too much away. And then she said, for which station?
Oh.
And that was my opportunity to get out of this.
Yeah.
I went, Absolute Radio.
Yeah, where real music matters.
Why? Yeah. I said, I'm doing the breakfast show from a secret location. Stop talking, Dave!
Yes.
Stop talking to the little old lady!
Well, she didn't turn up, so I think you're in the clear.
Well, this was, I was right, because Steve was about 6'7". I thought maybe he's a lot of little old ladies stacked on top of each other in a trench cut, and that's how she got me. I've been nobbled. No, but I was so pleased that Steve turned up and not her. It is wonderful to be here in Brighton, is it? What a beautiful place to broadcast from.
Sunny morning down the end of the pier. It's amazing.
Briami is what I'm calling it.
Yes,
Brighton and Miami. Ship name for you there. Here on The Breakfast Show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Friday morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, coming to you live from the end of Brighton Pier. See, Matt, I told you I'd get us an end of pier show one day.
Yeah,
we finally got it.
The dreams become a reality.
Yeah, settle down, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for the Social Ammunition Extra.
Extra, yes. Extra, extra.
What an end of the pier show it is. And what a great way to, as we get near to the end of the show, to celebrate a new AI Harry Potter drill mix. This is amazing.
Is this end of the pier entertainment nowadays,
yeah,
Matt?
This is what the kids are into.
Okay, fine. Drill.
But they're saying it low-key... bangs, and I think I have to agree, to be honest, because
you low-key bangs.
NGL it slaps, and as you'll hear, they've used AI to create a drill song with Harry and Hagrid, and it's a work of art. Have a listen.
Youngest try Wizzy, Cedric, are you busy? Joe Jam on a blow band on the busy. Pesky Pixie, wave the fire whiskey. Joe's too busy, so a Snapchat Jenny. 6, 8, 7, stacking bands up in Gringotts. Lumos, open the vault when the boy knock. Ron already said,
stop acting silly. It's Hagrid and Harry, brilliant.
When Hagrid comes in. Ali, no
Valley. Defendo, Reducto,
Skirt in the Benzo.
Accio, hold.
It's amazing. The lyrics in the whole thing are genius.
It's like my wife's two favourite things brought together, Harry Potter and drill.
You'll have to play that to her later and I'll save your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And that is it from this edition of the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. As always, I want to thank you for tuning in and joining in, and thank you to everybody who sent your guesses as to our secret locale. Congratulations once again to listener Steve, who arrived in person in his painting and decorating clothes, secured £3,000, some of which is going to go on pilot lessons for his 14-year-old son.
Amazing stuff.
You literally couldn't make it up.
It's unbelievable. He listens every day, and today he happened to be working in Brighton.
Amazing stuff. All thanks to Bad Boys Ride or Die, the brand new movie, the summer blockbuster we all need in our lives, which is out now for you to enjoy. Speaking of enjoying things and out now,
the brand new edition of the podcast is about to appear. But Matt, it needs a title.
Yes.
What are we going to call it?
What are the options?
Why is it making your arms do that? Ringo's peachy bum. I couldn't lie to the sweet old lady's face. All three of those things are not connected, by the way.
Or well, maybe your seagull impression is the thing that's going to stay. And you could, the listener couldn't see the arms, but you can imagine what you were doing.
It's very method.
Flapping. Yeah.
So, why is it making your arms do that is the name of the daily podcast, available wherever you do your filthy, dirty pod dealings. On the way, Leona Gramer's going to be here. She has got your tea break trivia and the details you need to enter the competition that aims to give somebody £250,000 on this very day. As for us, we'll be back in our studios Monday morning from 6 a.m. So until then, enjoy your weekends. Stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.